Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Who sucks last on the way, but first time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
You've got mail.
And one from today on Not Good. Guys, I am a private pilot, and during one of my training flights back in 2014, my instructor had me fly in a 1972-built Beechcraft Queen Air, doing general pattern work as well as touch-and-goes, no issues. Then he had me fly up to 7,000 feet to practice some cruising without autopilot. All seemed well, until I felt a jolt and a shudder through the aircraft. I quickly realized, I'm running out of fuel. And I literally thought to myself, oh, man, this is not good. I miscalculated how much fuel was in the aircraft. Both of my engines stopped running, and I was now gliding. Keep in mind, I was flying solo. Long story short, I did manage to glide back down safely at another grass airfield using my visual flight rules skills as well as help from my instructor on ATC. Fun times. That from Alex.
No, thank you.
Yes. As we move on to the birthdays, guys, Wyatt is 20 today. Had I not dropped him on his head when he was a baby, he'd probably be in college. But we're dang proud of him. How about some green beans and a bong rip? That from his stoner dad.
Green bean. Green bean. Green bean. Green bean.
Guys, I want to wish a happy birthday to my beautiful wife, Serena. She is everything to me, and I love double-teaming family life with her. Oh, and she and I just finished playing the video game Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah.
In it, you play as a cowboy, and spoiler alert, at the end, your horse dies. Serena has been devastated by this. So could you all please try to cheer her up by talking all over yourselves about how outstanding a horse Goliath was. Also, please, a burp fart. Thanks, guys. That from Dave. I don't know anything about
it. I mean, I'm sure Goliath is a
good horse.
Don't
get him in the horse. You can actually ride it in World War
II. Or be not be happening to him.
Guys, today I celebrate my 39th circuit of the sun. I would love to hear you guys talking over each other about the benefits of nerds like me in the world. Topped off with some Bruce Willis and a roof that don't leak. Thanks for the laughs, guys. That from Rini the Rebel.
She got a roof that don't leak.
Benefits of being a nerd now, she can get laid.
Wait, well, man, I mean, you guys do a lot of people stuff.
You're younger now to make sad movies and stuff like that.
Plus, also, I have to prove my manhood.
Keep it up, nerds.
Joel, today's my wife, Allison's 47th trip around the sun. We love her very much. And would love to have maybe some dad jokes from Miles. And the men's room talking all over each other regarding peanut butter sandwiches. All the best, guys. That from Larry. Tag, and Bear Bear. All right, a couple of deserts in Fort Housing. Hot off the presses. A mime in my town was arrested yesterday after he broke his left arm in a bar fight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But he still has a right to remain silent.
Oh, see, I knew that one.
A cop asked
me... mime. He can't talk.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
A cop asked me, how high are you? I said, no, officer, it's, hi, how are you? Why should you be afraid of the tip of a penis?
Why should you be afraid of the tip of a penis?
It grew up in the hood. I'll give you a couple more, Al.
All right. I like that one.
Guys, I can walk up 10 flights of stairs, no problem.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
But 11, that's another story. What did the gynecologist put on his bagel?
Oh, boy. What did
A schmear?
Pap schmear.
Gotta respect the schmear.
By the way, Ted, my wife used to break out into hives after having sex.
Why?
Found out she had a nut allergy. And to the lady at Costco with her son on a leash, I am sorry that I asked if he was a rescue. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
BG. Yaza Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you, Abbott. Hot off the presses. New locations. Serving Men's Room IPA for Black Raven Brewery. Guys, I'll give a shout-out to TJ from Stimpy Sports Bar and Grill for going to Northwest Beverages to open an account today just to be able to bring in.
Oh, wow,
brand
man.
New Men's Room IPA.
Nice.
We appreciate that. Also available at the 884 Pub, as we've been telling you for a long time, over in Bremerton.
I got word from her today, Suzanne runs the joint, that she has never gone through that many kegs that quickly of a beer.
Smarty Pants Garage, that's a good thing. Zeke's Pizza, Belltown, and in Bellevue. Forum in Tacoma. O'Finnegan's Pub.
Oh, Forum is awesome.
Is it good?
I had one of my the podcast get-togethers there. Great food, all right. Good bar, awesome okay. Spot.
Duval Tavern, a place called Betty. Duval the Fisherman's Tavern. Restaurant. Salty Girls and Squim. The Cut Shop in Woodinville. Jackson Golf Course.
All right.
Absolutely. That's a good one. And they have the best chicken cheesesteak in town. Black Star Pub
and Grill. Is that the one you took my kid to?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. No cheesesteak, though, because you got to get home for dinner.
You going to buy him a beer next time?
Random question. If I'm not playing golf, can I just roll in there and get the cheesesteak?
And there's a driving range. And there's a putt-putt. And there's a par three.
I mean, it's not that far from me. I drive by it every day.
No. That's what I mean. I walk there, yeah.
Thank you, by the way, listeners, for sending your locations that you found to the men's room at KISW.com, including the picture. That's very cool. A few of those, gentlemen. They just delivered another stack of Black Raven Brewery's Men's Room IPA to the Longhouse Market and Deli in Squim.
Nice.
First stack sold out fast. Grab me two this time. Now I can drink the Men's Room IPA and listen to the Men's Room podcast on Odyssey at the same time. Great show, guys. That from Paste Eater Dano.
Paste Eater.
Carlsberg, Washington.
Carlsberg.
Facebook post from my local Edmunds Ace Hardware. How cool is that? I'm going to read you what these guys.
Hardware.
Look, this place apparently is amazing. They have sandwiches. They have hot sandwiches. They have fresh produce.
Ace Hardware.
The Ace Hardware. It's called Edmunds Hero Ace Hardware and Grocer.
All right.
So if you're a construction worker, you know, there's sandwiches, they have produce, they have salads, and everything else.
That's like the one Mike and I were talking about up north. Is it Arlington Hardware? Like, when I go up to, like, hang out with Taryn and Brad, like, everybody wears their, and it's like, oh, you got to go there.
But they put this on Facebook, and we appreciate it. It says, our hardware store is the perfect spot for the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven. Do you know the backstory? This is a collaboration between the Men's Room program on the air for 2 decades and the Black Raven Brewery. It's delicious and perfect for spring. Our friends age 21 plus should definitely check this out. Thanks for the nice post, guys.
That is really cool.
We appreciate it. I got word from one of my previous wives that it's a wonderful store. And not only that, but one of the guys in there is a massive fan.
Oh, all right.
So
right
I'm pretty
on,
sure
man.
He had some hand in that one. So thank you, brother. Just got some of your Men's Room IPA at Runlands in Enumclaw. Mike, yeah. Runlands, what are you familiar with Runlands?
Very familiar with Runlands. All my friends used to go there, man.
Is that a bar? Is that a grocery
store? No, it's a little like convenience store.
Oh, sweet.
Okay. But it kind of looks like an old barn.
Yeah. Okay.
Guys, Enumclaw. I mean, you know.
After a couple weeks looking, I found the new Black Raven Men's Room IPA at the Tacoma Mall Total Wine. Gotta say, I had high expectations, and it exceeded them.
Oh, wow.
It's okay. One of the better IPAs I've had. And also, I find myself randomly saying, guess who it is, Ted? James. All the time. Thanks for that. That's from Dylan from the Aroma of Tacoma.
I'm glad that's a legacy we can leave behind.
Yeah. Guess who it is, Ted?
All the time.
Men's Room IPA, finally founded at the East Gate Safeway location. I'll give you a couple more here. Men's Room IPA, they have it at the Safeway on 38th and M Street in Tacoma. Another one, I snagged the last six-pack of Men's Room IPA from the Midnight Mart in Magnolia.
Only open at midnight.
On Saturday night. Keep
you
those
tiptoe in there with a mask on.
Yeah, keep those like the locations coming, man. We appreciate it. EcoGas, Arlington, the Ording Food Mart, Ravensdale Market, Safeway Grocer, Tremont Market, Friendly Normandy Market, 47th Avenue Market and Gas.
From Federal Way, someone just says, hey, man, any beer in Federal Way? I'm sure there is. I just do not know off the top of my head where it would be.
Federal Way. I'll keep looking for you. What else do we have? The PC Deli Mart, ABC Grocer, Duane's Liquor Market, the Valley Food Mart, Huntington's Corner Grocer, the Gravely Lake 76 Station, Safeway in Steilacoom and in Stanwood, Shelton Smoke and Beer, the Town Market, Total Wine in Linwood, a few more, the River Edge Market, the Sea Mart, and the Mount View Chevron. Those are just some of the locations. We're getting them up as fast as we can. If you go to KISW.com and check out some of the locations we have there for you. But thank you so much. If you see it, please shoot us an email to themensroom@KISW.com and include a pic so we can send that along and put it up on our social media accounts.
And I can tell you that the fellows and the ladies at Black Raven, thank you for buying the beer. It is selling really well, man, and they're doing everything they can to keep up. Like, every day we're getting another update from Castlelake, man. They sent out 800 more cases. This is going on. So the demand has been there. So far, the response we've gotten, everyone likes it.
Yep.
Even my wife, who does not like IPAs, is like, this is a good beer.
It is a crisp, easy-drinking IPA. You can drink a few of these, and as they told us when we got there, not fall off your bar stool.
Yeah, exactly.
This is not one of those IPAs that's going to ruin your palate, ruin the taste of your dinner,
right.
Put that film and that crap in your mouth, and it just makes you go... This is a delicious beer.
It really is.
People really do appreciate it. So if you could help our friends at the Fisher House by picking some up.
It tastes like a beer, not just like hops.
You know what? You're right. That's exactly it. This beer tastes like beer. Tastes like beer should.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Some beers, I'm just like, what are they doing? Not this one. Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. Speaking of, coming up, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know who sucks less?
Time for Who Sucks Less. Team of Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck, but it's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that jazz, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And let's just get started. We will start, California, where a man by the name of Samuel Pasilas, he's a pastor there. Well, he was recently arrested for paying for a man to kill his daughter's boyfriend. True man of God here. Riverside police arrested Samuel after gathering enough evidence that he ordered the attempted murder of the man dating his own daughter. Now, the hit took place in October of last year. The victim was sitting in his car when he was shot multiple times from a vehicle that pulled alongside his. Then the shooters quickly drove away, but the victim survived, drove himself to a nearby hospital. Now, he could not provide investigators with too much information about his would-be killers, but 5 months later, police concluded that the incident was a murder-for-hire shooting orchestrated by his girlfriend's father. Once again, that would be Pastor Pasilas. He paid them almost $40,000. Now, police arrested him and one of the alleged hitmen, a 55-year-old guy, but they're still looking for the third suspect. Anyway, both the father and the one would-be hitman, they pleaded not guilty during a joint arraignment at the Riverside Hall of Justice, but they're being held for $1 million bail because no one believes them. Anyway, sources from the Riverside Police Department, they told reporters that the pastor met with the two gunmen, paid them $40,000, and provided information on the victim's whereabouts the nights of the shooting. As for the reason of wanting the man dead, he didn't approve of his daughter dating him. And since he couldn't convince his daughter to break up with him, he decided to hire hitmen. Mm-hmm. That's fatherly love. Yeah. Now we have a story of just straight up humiliation. Angel Harding and her friend. They say they were removed from an Air New Zealand flight shortly before takeoff at the Auckland airport because of their size. Two women say they were left traumatized after they were removed from the flight just before it took off. Angel Harding says she and a friend, they were offloaded from the Air New Zealand flight, which was turned around and taken back to the terminal as it was taxiing toward the runway. Now, the passengers, they had complained about the treatment from a flight attendant after boarding the flight. She explained that she was looking out the window as the plane trundled along when she felt a sudden pain in her arm. She turned to see the flight attendant pushing the armrest down, which dug into her limb. And the flight crew member loudly told her that the plane could not take off until all armrests are down. Typical thing. But according to Angel, it was quite aggressive. Now, after Angel's friend suggested that the flight attendant should sit down while the plane was moving, the crew member reportedly said, quote, "I can get you both kicked off this flight." Now, she said the flight attendant then returned to the front of the aircraft, spoke into a phone before the plane started to turn around. Then a flight attendant made an announcement that all passengers would need to exit the plane due to, quote, "an inconvenience." The flight attendant returned to the two women and told them, quote, "You two should have booked four seats. You should have bought two seats each." They were then told that they'd have to purchase two seats each way when they book a flight with Air New Zealand in the future. The two women, who were assisted with wheelchairs due to medical conditions, got off the jet with the rest of the passengers. A different Air New Zealand worker then took them to the side and told them they would have to rebook and get two tickets each. Eventually, that is what they did because they had no choice because they wanted to return home. But essentially, big chicks booted them off the flight. And now for our final story. They say in a high-profile divorce case that sparked heated debates in China, a man divorced his wife of 16 years after learning that none of the three children she birthed during their marriage were his. None of them.
Oh, man.
So in December 2007, this guy Chen is something. He married a woman named Yu. Now, soon after meeting her for the first time, seemed like simple, down-to-earth woman. His parents had long been pressuring him to settle down, so he never really took time to get to know her. But soon after tying the knot, Yu informed Chen that she was pregnant. And he was so overwhelmed by the news that he was going to be a father, he never realized his wife would have had to have been already pregnant when they met to have a child when she did. So he's not doing the math on this, all right? Anyway, she gave birth to the couple's first daughter, and her husband became a long-distance truck driver who was away most of the year, only coming home for short periods of time. Well, the years passed. Yu gave birth to another daughter, which Chen assumed was his. But he started suspecting his wife's infidelity in 2019 when she informed him that she was pregnant once again. Because this time, Chen knew that he hadn't been home when the baby had been conceived, so he confronted his wife about it, but she insisted that he got his math wrong and that the baby is, in fact, his, so he just accepted her version and welcomed his third daughter. It was in November of 2022 that he finally became convinced that his wife had not been faithful. He learned that she'd been having an affair with a man named Wu, and so it's Yu and Wu, and had given birth to her fourth daughter at a hospital. But instead of confronting his wife, he got a lawyer, went to the hospital to investigate, and he learned that she did indeed give birth to a girl there that month, but the release form featured his name as the father, as well as a forged signature. So now he's convinced his previous suspicions that her infidelity had been correct. He finally filed for divorce, ordered a paternity test for each of his children, and the result was shocking. Not one of the three daughters that he had raised as his own had been conceived with him. So he took his wife to court, asked for a paternity of the children anyway, but also compensation for emotional distress. Believe it or not, he got custody of the two older daughters.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he raised them.
Yeah, I mean, that was his, that point. He's like, I'm raised. So those are your stories. We have the pastor in California hired a hitman to whack his daughter's boyfriend. We have the Air New Zealand flight attendant who booted two obese women off the plane and also told them, you need to buy two tickets per person next time. And finally, the man who's divorcing his wife because none of his three kids are actually his.
Well, the women on the plane, was anybody complaining? Like, were they in their own row?
They were in their own row. No one was complaining. The flight attendant, I did not like them for whatever reason. The flight attendant didn't like them, but they weren't there causing problems or anything. I think she seemed to just not like their size and wanted to humiliate them. That's the sense I get, but I don't know.
Yeah, that just seems odd. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can fathom maybe if somebody was complaining, but like,
but even
they're already on the plane. You're sitting there like
you were about to take off.
Yeah, and it seems odd that the person who sold him the tickets or checked him in never said, sorry, we have a rule. Because I've seen a flight attendant give somebody a seatbelt extender.
Yep, I've seen it. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think the guy in China sucks the least because he didn't know.
Well, it's more about his wife. Not him.
All right, I was like, this is pretty easy. Yeah. This is a good dude. Yeah, that's tough then. I mean, I guess that woman's awful. The pastor trying to kill somebody. I mean, I guess the crappy flight attendant sucks the least.
Yeah.
And they got in this scenario, flight.
Yeah.
All the things.
Did they have to pay for two more seats?
They did,
yeah.
So, I mean,
they eventually got there.
They eventually got where they're going, but yeah, they had to buy two tickets per person.
Well, hopefully they sue. So I'm going to say one sucks the least, and hopefully they get some money out of the deal.
Yeah, but it depends on the laws of New Zealand.
Right, you know? And that's a crappy situation
How do they make that rule?
I don't.
I mean, you can't just... You could weigh people, but some people are taller and, like, hold their weight different.
They were also both in a wheelchair.
Right.
So they're both also handicapped.
I just feel like that's a tough call to make, you know what I mean?
It really is. Yeah. It is. Well, not in New Zealand, apparently.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Shout the dates coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I kind of miss. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is... not working on.
Thank you, Miles. The wiener dog may be getting banned in Germany.
Okay, I saw the headline. Why? What is the reasoning?
You know what, Steve? I also saw the headline.
Hey, okay.
Mike, when we were there, that was the dog we saw the most of in downtown Munich.
Are you serious?
And I thought to myself, why did... The Dachshund.
Yeah. Right, it is the Dachshund. Yeah, it's the Dachshund.
It's a German dog.
I mean, it's a German dog, but that's why it's weird... That they, you know, usually it's like pit bulls they go after or something like that.
Right.
This isn't like some aggression thing. It's something like they're, something about their skeletal something. I don't completely understand.
They are badasses.
Like, oh, they are.
They'll go in and pull a mink out of a hole.
Yeah.
I mean, they're ferocious.
But again, that's not why they want to do it.
They were tunneling attack dogs, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there was that lady that had, like, she was descended on by a whole troop of them.
What happened to this lady?
Don't you remember?
No.
We used it for like a big dummy poll one time. Is that this woman, I forget why. I don't know if they just, something went off and they attacked this woman. But this woman was absolutely descended upon by a handful of wiener dogs. I don't think they killed her. I think they put her in the hospital.
Jesus.
Like it was bad. It was a bad, bad dude.
Okay.
They can be vicious. Now, for the most part, they're skittish, scared little, you know, happy little beings. But
kind of like squirrels.
Yeah.
Always seem unsure of anything happening around them.
Right. Everything's bigger than me.
What was the quote, Ted? Why do squirrels act like it's their first day being a squirrel?
Right.
I'm trying to look this up.
Oh, why they're not banning them?
No, this woman, she got mauled and killed in Oklahoma.
She was killed.
Back in 2018.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow. Were they her dogs?
Oh, man, I'm trying to read through it.
I just, when else are you going to go through, you know, have just a litter?
They were Dachshund, Terrier mixes. The other was a Border Collie mix.
Okay.
Yeah, and Border Collies are psychos, too.
They are psychos.
I am interested, crazy. Though, why Germany's banning, you know?
Right.
It's obviously a German dog.
You're going to make me follow up on this one, Ted?
Please do, Mike.
I mean, in my defense...
We could look it up, but you're
the news guy. Throw first.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Throw me under the bus for being inquisitive.
Yeah. All right. All righty, I'm looking it up. We will have that answer for you at 5:50.
We should look that up.
Look that up. It's that time of the year when, I'm going to screw this up, tussock moth caterpillars are taking over Florida.
What do we recognize what they look
they're
like?
They're just really, really big caterpillars that are starting to fall off the trees, and they're just now coming to life, and they're starting to spread everywhere.
Like the orange and brown fuzzy ones, or are they the kind of colorful ones? I remember my buddy.
You just make me look everything up.
I am. I went to my buddy's house. I'm only 10 years old, and he couldn't come outside yet, but his mom's like, if you wait 10 minutes, he'll be out. No problem. They had a tree in their backyard. Oh, those.
So, look, those are bad, Mike, but when the cicadas come out...
Oh, yeah.
They ain't going to worry about it.
You won't believe the pictures you see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, I've seen the
pictures. They're almost there.
They get all over the...
But this is the double brood year.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so it's going to be billions upon billions of these loud, stupid, but completely harmless insects.
Have the Midwest check for tinnitus. It's going to be bad. That's the screaming that's just going to be nonstop over there, dude.
That's all it is. Basically, it just sounds like this 24 hours a day.
Right.
I think I'd take that over the garbage trucks that just run in reverse my neighborhood.
I was about to say, like, does it almost just become white noise so that you, like...
No.
No, really?
It's just too loud, and it's too screechy. You know, you can tune out the noise of, like, even we lived over train tracks. You kind of tune it out because the sound's always the same and it's just a rumble.
Sure.
I live close to I-5. You tune it out because that's definitively white noise, right?
Sure.
The cicadas, man, it's like someone is standing outside of your window screaming.
Garbage truck would make less noise if it beeped going forward.
I know.
Always going backwards.
Officials are urging people to attempt to free themselves if they're ever trapped in a submerged car.
Why do you have to explain this to people?
And not film themselves.
Again, the people that are willing to film themselves in a submerged vehicle, don't let them in on the secret that survival is important. I promise you they contribute nothing to society.
I'm just going to throw this out there. I got a bad, bad, bad morbid feeling that somebody came upon a car that was submerged in water and they had a phone in their hand and they didn't make any kind of attempt to get out.
That's probably why they brought it up.
Right.
I mean, normally when people are in a situation where they think they might die, you kind of instinctively do things to save yourself.
Right. Do it for the TikToks.
Hey, dude, get your phone, man. Hey, we're about to die. You're in a submerged vehicle.
That's what I'm saying. I can fathom when there's a fight, people just being like, oh, cool, fight. But, like, yeah, if you're in a car that's sinking in water, like, break the window, get out of the car.
I can't imagine how calm you have to be to think to pull out your phone.
I don't think it's calm, dude. I think they actually see that as an ability to reach the outside world of send help!
Yeah, I mean...
Call 911.
Okay, I mean, maybe.
Criminy, dude.
I guess.
Jeez, a whiz.
Yeah, the help came and said, get out of your car.
Do you guys like Coke?
More so than Pepsi.
Okay.
Do you mean the drug or the drink?
The drink, dude.
Either way.
This is a family show,
classic
Steve.
Classic Coca-Cola is delicious.
Actually, I said yes to both.
I mean, I used to drink so much of it. I don't anymore. But I every once in a while, you go to McDonald's to get the best Coke in the game.
No kidding, dude. That's an absolute fact. But did you know that there was more that you could do with it than to drink it? There's actually a handful of different uses.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Oh, yeah.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 things you had no idea you could do with Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Coke has come in handy on more than one occasion when I have been out in a rural, nondescript plot of overgrown, abandoned land. I needed to gain access to a storage shed where I had a few things stashed. The padlocks were quite rusty. Dip those in a cup of Coke, and success. Unrelatedly, of course, it turns out Coke helps get out lots of stains, including dried blood. You never know when you're going to find yourself in an adverse situation where a Coke really comes in handy.
Indeed.
Mike, what have you used Coca-Cola for other than drinking it?
That's a very short list, Miles. Well,
I mean, you use it as a kid. Use it with what, baking soda to make your volcano explode.
There you go.
You put a Mento in it. Watch that explode.
Watch that explode. Yep.
Basically, I either drink it or watch it explode.
Okay.
How about you, Myers?
Oh, you cook with it. You marinate with it, barbecue-wise.
Oh, yeah, like ribs?
Sure. You put meatloaf, anything to break down meat, Coke Cola is great. The other thing, believe it or not, I used to wash my stepfather's car before the days of Armor-All and before the days of all that stuff. Coca-Cola was, he used to give me a flat can of Coca-Cola to wipe and clean the tires because it would erode the first level of rubber on the outside and they'd be shiny black, much like Armor-All.
Indeed.
So clean the black part of the tires, you know, like the white walls, all that stuff with Coca-Cola, and then hose it off. It was like black.
Okay. So there's actually a lot more than 10 on there. So give me a yay or nay as well, as if you guys are willing to try this. Also, don't take any of this to heart. Test it before you actually use it because there's some wild stuff out here. So don't quote me on any of this. But these are things that you had no idea that you could do with Coca-Cola. Miles, to your point, as far as cooking, add it to a sloppy Joe mix.
Yep.
Oh.
Anything with meat.
I heard that. That sounded fantastic, actually.
I would not go chicken, but beef I know for
probably
sure.
Probably not. A lot of times people, like brown sugar is a part of the recipe. It's something savory, so a lot of ribs, chili, you name it. Coke is a fine substitute.
And a lot of them do call for maple syrup. I wonder if that's also kind of the same
vein
there.
Mm-hmm.
Removing marker stains. It'll help remove permanent marker stains and pen marks.
See, I'd always
I wish I'd known that when the kids were younger.
I always go clear. Sprite, you know, vinegar,
okay.
Ginger ale.
Would it get it out of carpets?
I don't see why not.
Are you having an issue with that?
Yeah, I've been coloring on the carpet. I got all fired up. One of my bedroom got crazy.
Says doing them adult coloring books helps really calm his mind on a Saturday night.
It is. That's what I do. Except last Saturday after Formula Oon, I told my buddy, I said, I got to go in the room and color. Just chill out. I'll be back.
Doing it inside the lines now. body lotion. A spoonful full of Coca-Cola with regular lotion can give skin a silky look.
Hmm. Really?
Apparently.
Have you ever wanted to look silky?
I've heard about washing your hair with beer, but I've never heard of that.
Why would you waste beer?
I would not. When it goes flat.
Oh, gotcha.
Women used to, whatever.
Sometimes on the weekend, I wash my hair with beer.
Yeah.
Intentionally?
Yeah, just kind of, you know, wash all the hair on my head. And maybe if it slips down to my mouth. Whoops.
Oopsie daisy. Lawn care. Ooh, combined with other unusual ingredients can help a lawn. A can of Coca-Cola, a can of beer, and a half cup of liquid dishwashing soap, along with a half cup of household ammonia and a half cup of mouthwash will keep a lawn green. The soap helps the mix penetrate the roots, and then ammonia promotes growth to keep a lawn green. That's according to Widespread.
Really? I do know beer helps with slugs. They love that S.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Well, it kills them.
I know, but they can't help it. If you put out a little bowl of beer, they'll get in there.
Coca-Cola cake.
Coca-Cola cake.
Yeah. I mean, I try it. Like, you have Coca-Cola. There's, like, fried Coca-Cola at State Fair.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. An oil remover. The phosphoric acid in Coca-Cola proves tough on oil stains around the garage. Pour some room temperature Coca-Cola over a stain. Let it soak overnight and soak it up the next day by blotting the area.
Huh.
There you go. Also, right there behind it, paint remover. They also have a coin polisher in there. So basically, it's corrosive enough to where it'll do that.
Oh, it'll eat a nail.
You bet. And you remember all those deals they put up there, like, look what it did to this nail. Imagine what it's doing to your insides.
Yeah.
My favorite counter to that was, look what this water did to this pipe. Imagine what it's doing to your insides.
All right.
Dude, that's pretty good. I never thought about that. Like, I don't rust.
It's a chemical reaction, dude. Yeah. Things act differently. You have acid in your stomach that if you touch it, it's going to hurt like a bitch. But your stomach can actually take it.
You know, the FDA does a good enough job that they're like, you can't really just sell people corrosive crap to drink.
Right.
If it did that much damage, they'd be like, we're going to pull this off the market.
You're right. It still blows my mind that there's acid in my stomach doing good, but if it gets out, I'm going to die.
Exactly. Do you know what that acid is? Do you know what protects your stomach from that acid? The same
liver?
The same crap coming out of your nose.
Yeah.
It is mucus.
Mucus. Yeah.
Huh. It's just snot that's lined in your stomach, and that's what keeps it from burning itself.
That's why snot does not get the recognition it deserves.
Absolutely.
Right? You don't like it on your face, but the reason your stomach doesn't eat through you is because of the snot.
It's not recognized.
Again, these are the things that you never knew that you could do with Coca-Cola. A compost invigorator. A sluggish compost pile can be energized with a shot of Coca-Cola. Citric acid is going to spur decomposition.
I thought a compost invigorator is just getting your buddy all hopped up on coffee or something. Get out there and get that compost going, fella.
Yes, out there.
Dishwasher. Much like removing rust, Coca-Cola can clean up cast iron skillets in a jiffy.
Okay.
Color fader. It's believed to have the ability to lighten hair. A gum remover. Since Coca-Cola contains phosphoric acid, it neutralizes the stickiness of the gum.
I can't believe we can ingest this stuff.
I know, right?
All these things. Like, antifreeze. Wonderful.
Bug control.
Jesus.
Window cleaner.
Bug control.
Yeah, bug control.
I figured it'd bring the ants in.
The sweet syrup and other soft drinks attracts ants, which feed on the larvae of pests that plague crops. A 2004 article by BBC News said farmers in India turned using soft drinks as pesticides because they were cheaper than pesticides. So I think it does attract them, but then it kills them after it does. Them,
yeah.
Window cleaner. Citric acid works like other cleaning products. Soothe a jellyfish sting. Now, wasn't that one that it's just you need to kind of increase blood flow to the area? That's why, you know, peeing on it worked because it temporarily kind of
acid.
Back
to acid.
Back to the acid, the acidity of it all. It's not that the pee itself actually did anything with it, but neutralizing skunk odor. Again, these are things that you had no idea that
wish
you could do with Coca-Cola.
I had known that, yes. Why did I don't know that?
No kidding. Thank God you don't ever have to use this one.
Tomato juice.
Miles, tenderizing meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Back to the ribs, back to the brisket.
Yep. The acidity can tenderize the meat. They also say to make a barbecue sauce with it, which as soon as I read this, like, that makes perfect
also,
sense.
Also, don't be afraid to use root beer, Dr. Pepper, all those things.
100%. Somebody here says, at Arby's, we used to clean the metal parts with Coca-Cola overnight.
Doesn't shock me.
Which makes sense.
Does not shock me.
They got the meats.
Cleaning eyeglasses.
Huh.
It's basically it's the same property as the window cleaner.
He's going to sting me right between my...
Damn it! Cleaning milk stains from clothes. I don't know why you have a whole lot of milk stains on your clothes, but hey, use some Coca-Cola
and
get rid of that.
Milk doesn't stain.
But then the number one thing that you can do that you had no idea that you could do with the Coca-Cola.
Cleaning the toilet bowl.
Oh, really? All right. Yep. It's a picture that circulated around the internet for some time, and it turns out the Coca-Cola can indeed clean rust spots on your toilet. The slight acidity of Coca-Cola can remove stains of all kinds.
What about those turd stains, you know?
The streaks.
That should come off with the brush, Steve.
It should. You ever have one of those tough ones? It's like, damn, dude.
No kidding.
How sticky was this turd?
That one that survived like three, you know.
I peed on it. Exactly. I flushed it. Finally, you're like, okay.
All right. Get the brush.
I give up.
Get the brush out.
Miles, how do you stop an uncooperative suspect that's hijacked a front loader?
Ooh, good question.
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant in line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.